With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. It's looking more likely that Montanans will soon be spending more money at gas pumps after a gas tax increase bill passed out of the state Senate this morning. Corin Cates Carney reports.
House Bill 473 would impose the first increase to Montana's gas tax since the early 1990s, when the tax was raised to the current charge of 27 cents a gallon. The new tax increase proposed in the House in March called for an additional 8 cents tax increase per gallon. But that was too high for the Senate, so this week the Senate passed a compromise, 4.5 cents per gallon, eventually going up to 6 cents by 2023. Senator Duane Ankeny, a Republican from Colstrip, carried the gas tax bill on the Senate floor, arguing against other members of his party who said the tax increase would hurt poor Montanans.
If you don't have good roads, you tear your rig up. I think in the long run, this is going to save us lives, number one, and it's going to save our equipment from very expensive maintenance.
The Senate rejected amendments to lower the gas tax increase and to sunset it in 4 years to allow lawmakers to reevaluate the need for it in later sessions. Senator Dee Brown from Hungry Horse told the Senate that this tax, even though it's lower than what the House proposed, isn't fair to people on low incomes.
The people who aren't here speaking against this bill are our constituents. Remember those people who are working at home, who are working for minimum wage? Remember that they're not being able to afford an electric car, that their car is an old beater. Who are we punishing here?
The gas tax bill will now head back to the House. Its sponsor there, Frank Garner, a Republican from Kalispell, says he expects it to pass. As the bill currently stands, it will raise an estimated $37 million in its first year and $49 million by 2023 for highway road construction projects. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.